Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Randy. Do I have Misty on the line?
Do I miss you on the line? Okay.
Hi, Misty. How are you today?
I'm doing better. Well, I mean, I'm doing okay. I'd be better if, we were at springtime, summertime. It's cold, it's killing me, but.
Oh, okay. So my name is Randy and I'm on a recorded line. This is the Depo Provera helpline. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to qualify for the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry,
Okay.
you asked how I was.
Yeah, I know. I'm having a really hard time hearing you. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you good. Can you hear me better?
Now I can hear you much better. Thank you, young lady.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. That's okay. So, let me start over. How are you? Okay.
Hey, I'm doing okay. I wish the weather was nicer, other than that.
It is cold. It is cold. It's cold everywhere.
Yes. Yes.
I get it. And I am a warm person myself. So,
Yeah.
again, my Misty, my name is Randy Reese. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, very much so, please.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, just a couple of questions real quick. Have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I have not.
Okay. Thank you. And I just need to ask that question in one more way, and then we'll be done with that. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney, only for this specific matter, but most importantly, you've not signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that?
I am, yes, that is correct.
Thank you, Misty. Now, would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm so sorry. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, what was your injury after you took Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
What was my injury?
Yes, ma'am. What was your diagnosis?
Unfortunately, meningioma.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, and I'm very familiar with that is, so I do feel for you. Where was it located?
They did a procedure in the back of my head and
Okay.
the front, and that's where
Okay.
I had a MRI done.
Okay, so it was done in your in the back of your head, if I heard you correctly.
Yeah.
Okay, that would have been the brain area, correct? Not below that, correct?
No.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Oh. Now, this isn't a question for the intake, but I do personally like to know how are you doing from that? I know you said it's cold and all that, but are you doing okay from that surgery now?
Well, I've had a lot of muscles, like muscle weaknesses. My menstrual is very, very irregular. Mood changes. I have memory loss,
Okay.
headache,
You still get the
especially in the
headaches, huh?
morning time. Yes.
Oh, that's nasty. Okay. Let's see if we can get you something for this. I'm so sorry you have to go through this. And there really is no amount of money that can compensate you for it, but Big Pharma shouldn't get off the hook on this, ma'am. That's the way I feel about it. What
Right.
was,
You
I'm
can't live with
serious.
all your life.
Right.
You have to live with all your life.
That's correct. And they make men's products too, so we have to be. Oh, just as mindful. It's profits before people is what the situation is. Because I've been around long
Always.
enough. Yeah, I know.
Always.
So, ma'am, when?
Always.
I know. Well, we're going to change things, Misty. When was the date that you got diagnosed with the meningioma?
The date that I was tested, it was October 7th, 2020, I believe.
Thank you. And what's your date of birth, young lady?
12/10/1986.
Thank you. And of course, I'm going to text you my phone number and all that on this conclusion of this phone call. Please feel free to pass on my name and number to any other ladies that you might know that took Depo Provera, even if they just have questions, okay? They don't necessarily have to be injured if they just have questions because it's a scary thing. And that's what I do. Okay, so I will be sending
Okay.
that to you as well. Now, back to you. When you got the Depo, did you get a pill or did you get a shot?
Was taking the shot.
Okay. And as far as you know, was it the brand name injectable contraceptive Depo, Provera?
Yeah, it was the Pfizer.
Okay, thank you. So it was not the generic as far as you know, correct?
No, it was the Pfizer.
Correct. They would have called it something else if it was generic, so.
Right.
How many years did you take the depot?
At least 5.
Okay. Now, within any one of those 5 years, so within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections before you got diagnosed with meningioma?
Oh, yes. I was getting them regularly.
Okay. So for at least 5 years. Now.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to get to that, and that'll be the best of your memory. That'll be after this question. This one, you probably already told me, but did you use Dapoprevera between January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, to the best of your memory, Misty, when did you start using the depot?
I started using it around, like I said, it was July 2015.
Okay. Would that have been kind of like the beginning of the month, maybe?
I believe it was in the beginning. I don't know the exact date, but it was 2015. And it was in the beginning of the...
Well, would you be okay with me putting July 1st? And here's why I say this. Because the 4th of July is a big... Yeah, you get it, right?
Yep, that's fine, yep.
Okay.
Because I can't remember the exact date.
Okay. But that'll get it from your records. That'll be close.
But I know it was July 2015, for sure.
Okay. And then did you use it all the way up until you got your diagnosis or your testing? Which would have been in October of 2020? Okay. That one we know.
Yeah.
We know that one. So that was 10/7 of 2020. And then you were diagnosed with meningioma. And again, I'm so sorry to hear that. Please confirm your gender.
I'm a female.
Thank you. And I didn't mean to cut you off, Missy. You were going to say something?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, yeah, I started having seizures.
That's crazy. Please spell your first name for me, young lady.
M-I-S-T-Y.
Thank you. And please spell your last name for me.
M-A-Z as in zebra. U-R.
Thank you. And is there any suffix to your name? Like junior,
no.
Senior? Yeah. And what is your social security number, ma'am?
161-76. 8944.
I have 161-768-944.
Correct.
And then for your email, I have m.mazur1086@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And then 272-230-5939. Is this a mobile phone?
Yes, it is.
And how do you prefer to be contacted? Text, email, phone call?
All 3 of the above.
Okay.
However you can reach me.
All of the above. I love it. Okay. Thank you. And what is your address? And this might be for mailing as well, but your address, please.
609 Second Avenue, Williamsport, Pennsylvania, 17701.
Hang on. 609 Second Avenue, Williamsport, Pennsylvania, 17701 in Lycoming County?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, you got to love Google, right?
Right.
Is there any apartment number to that by chance?
No, it's a home. It's a house. It's a half double.
Okay, cool. And when you got the depot, was it administered by a doctor, by a medical staff? You didn't self-inject, did you?
No, the doctor... injected me. I had to go in for a routine visit every three months and get my shot.
That's how most ladies did it. Once in a great while, somebody lived out in, pardon my French, but the boonies, they may have gotten self-injected, but I rarely hear that. Now, if you took the total number of shots, and think about this in your mind, because you know you took it for 5 years, you know you went in every 3 months. So, how many total number of injections do you think you got? 5 times 4 is 20. Maybe you got, did you ever miss any?
No, I did not. I was very regular with it because I, you know, I was not ready for children.
Right.
So, and I'm horrible at math.
Okay, so 20 would be pretty accurate then. What that is 5 years times 4 shots a year.
Okay.
What do you think?
Okay, so if I'm getting, all right, so once every 3 months, there's 12 months in a year.
Correct. So that's four times a year. So 3 into 12 is 4.
Okay. Okay. And then 5. Yep. Okay. Yep. You're right.
Okay. Well, that's okay. As long as we figured it, Misty, as long as we figured it out together, that's all we need to do. Okay. Now, do you remember the medical staff or the doctor? Can you tell me where you went to get the shot?
It was at Lancaster General Hospital.
I've actually heard of that one before. Lancaster, hold on. General Hospital. And that's on Duke Street?
Yes.
Okay, hang on. Let me do some copying and pasting. And I'm jumping ahead a little bit. Is that also where you went for treatment?
Yes.
Okay, so then we're going to be doing a lot of copy and pasting, so just bear with me. Oh, that's a level 1 trauma center. That's a big hospital. And a school of medicine. Okay. Now, if you saw different people, meaning that you just went in there, I wouldn't expect you to remember all the names.
Right.
So would it be fair to say that you just got the shot from attending staff, or do you know of any particular doctor by name?
I know the prescribed doctor was James Redka, if I'm remembering correctly.
How do you think you might spell his last name?
I believe it was Redka.
Okay. Let me see if I can find him. I can go with that. That's fine.
And that was at Family Medicine.
Okay. Thank you. I found
him. In Williamsport.
I found that too. I found all of it. Good for you. Family Medicine in Williamsport. There he is. And that's on River Avenue?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Let me just do a little more copying and pasting. So he's the prescribing doctor, and then he sent you in. So it wasn't necessarily the same person each time that when you went in.
Right.
It might have been a nurse's assistant. So attending staff would be fair to say, correct?
Yeah.
Since we know the prescribing doctor. Okay.
Yeah.
And let me copy this. Now, you know that that's called Cornerstone Family Health now.
Oh, no, I didn't know that they changed it. I haven't been back.
Yeah, they do. They change. Mine's changed as well. Mine's Regal. I don't even know who that is. Who's Regal? You know what I mean?
Right. Yep. Yeah.
All right. Let me copy and paste here for you. And hold on. Got to get his phone number. It's right here.
Like, I know. I remember, like, when they did everything, I remember they gave me a brain MRI. I know they took, like, you know, blood and tested. They did a biopsy test.
Okay. Well, that was to be thorough. That was truly to be thorough. Did they do a CT and an MRI? Did they do both?
I don't believe the CT.
Okay. But you know, they did an MRI. Now, who was the doctor that diagnosed you?
It was Dr. Redka.
How do you spell that? Oh, the same one?
Yeah.
Dr. Redka. Okay. But then he diagnosed you at the hospital at Lancaster?
Yes.
Okay. That's usually how it works. Okay. Let me copy and paste again. We've got Lancaster already on Duke Street, so just bear with me, young lady. Thank you. Okay.
Well,
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Because there were so many, I know there's so many doctors that I get them confused.
That's okay.
There was, if I'm not because Dr. Redka is here in Williamsport.
Yes,
when
ma'am.
I went to Lancaster, I believe
the doctor I saw there was Dr. Argyes.
Try to spell that for me.
A-R-G-I-R-E-S.
Perry? Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, though. He's in Atlanta, but that doesn't mean he's... Oh, he's a neurologist.
Yes.
That would make sense. Okay. This guy's all over the place.
A lot of them are anymore.
They are. They really, really are.
Even my OBGYN.
Okay. Yeah, but you saw him at Lancaster. He's in so many different places. You did see him at Lancaster, though. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We'll put him there. Okay, and then he is a neurologist, so let me put that in there. They asked for a specialty, so I've got it already. I found him on the internet. He's just at so many. You should see all the things that light up when it shows where he is, all the little red dots. But that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That means he's good. He's in high demand, so you're in good hands. Okay. Neurosurgery. Now, prior to the meningioma, had you ever had a cancer diagnosis?
No.
Now, prior to your meningioma, did you ever receive any sort of radiation treatment?
Oh, no.
And what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma? Now, you told me a few already, but did you get you had surgery, correct?
I had the brain MRI, the blood test, a biopsy, and the blood test came back with the depo.
Right,
evidence
but you,
of the depo.
But you didn't have
any.
The
biopsy, I'm sorry.
Right, right. What did they do for treatment? Did they do any surgery? Did they give you radiation, chemotherapy, anything?
I had active monitoring.
Okay.
And they did brain surgery and steroids.
Oh, you poor thing.
The active monitoring, they did that for about, it was almost a year. And the doctor kept an eye on the tumor. And I had to, you know, make regular visits to the hospital for brain scans every 3 months.
And then you had the surgery.
They put me to sleep.
Oh, that's terrible.
They made a temporary, I guess they called it a window in the skull behind my hairline.
Yep.
To remove the tumor.
Dare I ask, can you see it now from the outside on your face, on your head?
I have extremely long hair. So
good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
I asked that one question one time, and literally the gal went into tears, and it's just, I made the notes for sure. Okay. Now, when you went in to get the shot, was it already there at the facility? You didn't have to go, there wasn't a Walgreens. I mean, you didn't have to go pick it up or anything like that, correct?
They had
the depot there. It was waiting for you when you got there, correct?
Yeah.
And that was it. What's now called Cornerstone. That's where you went on River Avenue. It was called Family Practice or something before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's okay. All right. We've got that. And thank you for your patience. Then, was Dr. Perry, was he also the treating doctor?
Yes.
Okay. And that was at Lancaster, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Bear with me. You're just about done.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
No worries. I know it's cold.
Yeah. 60.
Okay, just doing a little more copying and pasting. That's what we're doing. So... that's just about it. Now, as far as you know, did anybody else in your family ever have meningioma? Is there any family history of meningioma?
No.
And when you had the meningioma, did they keep you in the hospital? Or did you... I know you were for the surgery.
I was there.
3 days.
Okay. And do you remember the approximate dates that you were hospitalized?
I'm sorry, then my surgery date was May 8th, 2021.
Okay.
And then, like I said, I was there for about 3 days, and then I had to do outpatient.
Yeah, that's what I knew you were getting in there, but I didn't want to lose this. So you're there for about 3 days, 5/11. Thank you, too. And I'm going to tell your whole story. Believe me, we want to. And okay, so yes, you were hospitalized. Now, in the medical notes, and then, okay, so after hospitalization, I have to type this out. After hospital stay, continued as outpatient for how long?
For a while. I know that I can't remember like how long exactly it was. It was for a few months.
Okay. So at least several months then. I know that's, I'm just as bad as you, right? Several, few.
Yeah.
Come on.
It was a couple years ago. So like I'm trying to, it's not so fresh in my head.
Okay. Why don't we just put after hospital stay, continued as outpatient for several months.
Okay. Yes. That's,
because they're
going to,
you'll see here, because we're gonna get into the record. So they are.
It's probably I'll say like 6-7 months maybe.
Really? That? Oh, my God. Okay, let me take several out and put 6 to 7.
Well, I'm not sure if it was, I'm trying to ballpark.
All right, let's do several. Okay, ballparking is fine, by the way. Now, can you confirm for me that your medical records will show the meningioma diagnosis? And do you happen to have my chart or anything like that? And do you have access to the records? Meaning if we have difficulty getting them, you'll get them for us.
No, I don't have them. My doctor does.
Okay, so you're confirming that the medical records do exist. And then, like I said, in the event that we have difficulty getting them, you will be able to get them for us from your doctor and provide them either by electronically or by mail, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just, only thing is right now I'm not in town.
Oh, no, no, ma'am. This is wait for the attorneys to ask you, because they're going to try to pull it themselves. By confirming that you have the records and you'll get them for us, they would be asking you. They're saying, hey, we need you to get the records. They'll tell you. So you don't need to do it until they tell you.
Okay.
It's always better if the attorneys get the records themselves. Always. Then there's no chain of handling issues. You follow me?
Okay.
All right. Now, do you happen to have my chart?
No, I don't.
Okay. No worries. I don't either. Now.
I don't see a lot of the things with phones and apps and all that stuff.
Well, we got one that I'm going to try to help you with, because this is the last question. We do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. Now, Misty, this would ensure that we can continue your case for you and your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we have found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So, can you give me the name and phone number and who they are, friend, family, or foe, someone we might be able to contact if we can't get a hold of you for an extended period of time? And we won't be talking case details. We'll just be telling them we're trying to get a hold of you.
All righty. I'm going to give you my oldest son's phone number.
Okay.
570-515-3973.
And what's his first name?
Dashawn, DASHAWN.
Thank you. And he's your son. You already told me that. Okay, let me just put in a little more information here. We're just going to be done. Make sure I look this over, that I didn't miss anything. So like I said, that should be the last question. And again, I appreciate your patience. But again, it's important to get these things correct, because
these
are
different. I know.
Well, it's different. A tort is different than a class action. Every case is judged on its merits, and you've got a lot of things here. Yeah, it's not good, and I'm glad that you were able to, at least you and I, cross paths. I'm buying time, if you can't tell. Okay, I'm almost done. Okay, hold on. One more copy and paste. Then let's see. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
No.
Okay. We're on a cell phone, though, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to help you with that. It'll just take a second here. I just looked it over, make sure it's looking good. Okay, so far so good. Okay, let me go into my DocuSign. Also preparing this text message for you as well. Okay, Mazur, M-A-Z-U-R. Okay, Mazur, I'm sending you a document right now. You should have just received a text message from me.
All right.
And you can put me on speaker if it helps, or if you have a headset, either way.
I haven't received it yet.
Let me check something here. Who's your carrier on your cell phone?
Metro.
Yeah, I think they're going to make you. Do you happen to have access to your email?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, go into that, because Metro, probably what happens with Metro is you'll get the text messages after the call ends.
Oh, okay.
So if you go onto your email, you're going to see an email there from Randall Reese.
Yep, I see it.
Yeah, go ahead and open that up. The first thing it's going to ask you to do is agree to receive information from me electronically.
Am I supposed to view document?
Yep, review document. Yep, review document. I'm sorry. Yes, I got ahead of myself. Sorry.
Okay. No, you're fine.
And I actually usually always do it off a text message. I have done it off of email. So I need to remember what I'm telling you to do. But everything you're going to want to do is going to be highlighted in yellow. So when you hit click and review documents, do you see... Does it have a little box for you to check that says I agree to receive information electronically yet?
It says, would you like to use your current location?
Yeah, you could hit yes. That's fine.
Okay.
And then do you see continue?
Yeah.
Hit continue.
Okay.
Now what do you see on your screen?
Randall Reese, Massport Strategies, please sign.
That's me. Do you see something in the yellow?
There's no yellow.
Okay. Do you see where it's asking you? Do you see where the signature goes? Is there I, anything like that? Do you see a continue, says, start, anything like that?
It says, please sign. And then it says down there at the bottom, there's a box for agree to electronic recording signature, and then a continue thing that is not lit up because I haven't signed.
Okay.
Do I have to sign that? Is that what yeah. it means?
Yes, it's looking for a signature.
Okay.
Now, please don't. I'm going to end up chopping this. I hate writing.
Don't.
My
I signature. Promise I won't say a word.
Okay, why isn't it working? All right, let me do that.
I don't know. I haven't done it off of email in so long. What do you see on the screen?
it's not letting me put a signature.
Okay, hit the back key. Go back.
I went back and I hit continue again.
And now what do you see?
It's loading. Allow.
Okay.
Yeah.
We might have missed something. Now, let me ask you. I sent you another text message. Have you gotten any text messages from me?
That text message, yes. Should I just go there?
Yeah. Do you see one that says Randall Reese? Not the one that says Randy. Click on that one.
It says Randall Reese, yeah.
What does it say? What's it say?
Hold on. Oh, geez. It says, Randall Reese from Mass Tour Strategies wants you to send DocuSign envelope.
Yep, that's it. That's it. Click on the link. That should be easier than the email one. Sorry about that.
No, you're fine. It's my phone.
I know Metro. They're actually, my son's on Metro. They're actually good. And you should have, he just got a letter the other day. They're switching over to T-Mobile. I mean, you're actually going to be called T-Mobile, at least out here.
Oh my God. It's still not letting me.
What's it doing to you? Is there a box that you need to click that says agree to receive information electronically?
Yeah, I hit that. Oh, there we go.
Okay. Yeah, now I see you're in it. See, I got a message that says you're in it. Should be working now.
Oh. Okay.
And everything you're going to want to do is in the yellow. Listen, if you don't like the signature that you're drawing on this text one, you could just hit select style and it'll put it in there for you. I didn't want to confuse the issue, but you can do that. Or just draw it out. You're breaking up just a little bit, so I'm not ignoring you.
I'm sorry, do I just go to finish now?
Yep, hit finish. There's only three signatures on it, so you should be good. And then I'll get it back here and I'll make sure it's correct. There, it's completed. So you're good. You can tell people now you've signed documents via DocuSign. Okay.
Okay. Now, it says the agreement has been signed successfully. Okay.
That's correct. Now, you just exit out of that because you don't need to download the app that DocuSign is trying to get you to download. That's more of a marketing thing. So I'm sending you another text message. This is actually in your document, but I'm going to send it to you anyways. This is the attorney that's going to represent you in this case, and they're going to be reaching out just basically to give you an introductory call, but I'm going to send you their number as well. And if you don't hear from them, give it like today's Tuesday. I almost lost it. If you don't hear from them by the end of the week, send me a text message or a phone call and I'll get them on the line for you, but you will. And let me make sure this document's correct that I'm looking at. Oh, you got a great signature, Misty. Okay, you do.
I topped it up.
Okay. Now let's see. Now, did you have any additional questions?
Not really sure
ask. Well, these things do take some time, so please be patient because they are civil cases. They're not criminal cases. But they have started settling the cases. Be patient, but yet at the same time, if the attorneys reach out to you and they need some assistance or anything, they'll leave you a voice message if they don't get a hold of you. And again, if you have any questions, you can reach directly out to them or you can reach back out to me. You did a really, really good job of answering my questions, so I can't see that we missed a whole lot. I'm going over your answers right now. And if perhaps there is anything I missed, I will be personally calling you back. That would be like today. And then beyond that, it goes over to the quality assurance to the attorneys. Now, again, I would tell you this, that it looks like you have a good case to me. I'm not the attorney, but the attorneys we work with are excellent at this. And again, Misty, please don't forget any ladies that you know that might need some help with this. Please just give them my number directly. I sent that to you. That's my 949 number. Yeah. That's to me directly. No dialer, anything like that, okay? So if you guys need to get a hold of me, please don't hesitate to reach out.
I definitely won't. I definitely will spread the word if I have any friends. I'll talk to friends and see if Because, you know, female, you know, some.
That's why I emphasize on the men's thing. That's also why I told you, hey, up front, they make men's products too. I think you got it, that I'm really passionate about this. I have a daughter and a granddaughter, and I got to keep them off that stuff as well. So you get it.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes. All it does is do harm to us.
That's right. That's right. Well, I'm glad you and I are able to have this conversation, and now let's do what we can for you, ma'am. Please.
Yes, and I'm going to help you in any way I can.
Thank you.
So that way we both can help women.
That's correct. Good for you. All right, ma'am. You have a blessed day, okay? And thank you so much.
As well. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now.
Bye.